What do you do with this now? I mean, this has been a sweet time together, just gathered around the family of God. Here it's something very, very special that kind of gives us identity. But now what? Well, you're saying, well, we go to lunch. We get back into the grind. We take care of our children or grandchildren, or we go back on to the job or whatever it might be. And you know what? You're exactly right. You're exactly right. I want to share one final thing with you. A number of years ago, I went to Israel in 2010, and I met a young Israeli guide by the name of Eitan Chamberlain. Eitan is just a marvelous, marvelous guide. And if it were up to me and we could all get on a slow boat to China and say, let's go today, you know. But we came to a particular church there somewhere in Jerusalem. And I looked up and I noticed that there was a cross. It didn't look like the Christian cross, the one long vertical beam, the smaller horizontal beam. No, it was a kind of a four-square cross. And so I asked Eitan, I said, Eitan, I've seen this. I know that it's called the Crusader's Cross or the Jerusalem Cross, but is there a story behind that? He said, it's probably just from the Crusades, and it was just the symbol of somebody just taking their graphic design and putting it on a shield and then plundering the land. He said, I don't know. He said, but I do have a little take on it. I said, well, what's that? He said, well, look at it. One kind of square cross, very large. And then if you'll notice, in the open areas of that square cross, there are four openings. And there are four smaller crosses. And I thought, huh, I never saw it like that. I said, well, what's your take on it? And he said, well, my take is the central message of all of the Bible, Old as well as New Testament, is the cross. That's represented in the big cross. That's the central message. I mean, you go all the way back to the book of Genesis and you can begin to see the pictures that we're going to finally manifest them on Calvary. But all the way through the Bible, the big picture, the big theme is the cross. I said, what about the four? He said, well, if you want to know the truth of it, you find the great story of the cross in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I said, wow, that's cool. I never saw it like that. I never thought about it like that. Those four smaller crosses represent perhaps Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the very place that you are going to read about the central message of the Bible, which is the cross. He said, but there's one more thing. I said, what's that? He said, well, the big picture, the message of the cross that you find in the gospel accounts, that message needs to go north, south, east, and west. So you want to know what you do with what we just did? Paul said, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are showing, you are representative, you are proclaiming his death until he comes. So that's what we got to do. We got to take this and get it out there with our grandkids and at the work and on the track. And not at the track, but on the track. Heavenly Father, you've been so gracious and good to us today. I thank you for this music that Mike has selected and Paula has been so gifted to bring to us as worship music that prepares our hearts, Father, to hear your sweet word to us. And then, Father, to be able to be interactive with this message, getting up, finding ourselves as faithful followers at your table, once again embracing this great truth, this message of the gospel, which is your love for us took you to a cross, died, bled for our sins, and that we might now take this great message to those that we know, those that we love. May it be, Father, that today's going to be the day that we take a brand new step on the journey of faithfulness to you. Thank you for these elements that have, I trust, Father, have inspired us to do just that. And may it be, Father, that as we do it all to the glory of God. We love you. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.